And for a look at the big picture, we're joined, as we always are, every Monday by NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Madeline.
Ron, people are already voting in Texas, even though the primary is not till next week. And so what are we seeing?
What we're seeing is an enormous outpouring of voter interest in these choices in both parties. In the Republican Party, voting has doubled in some of the big counties, tripled in some of the biggest counties, even gone up sevenfold in Harris County. That's where Houston is. But you know what? Those numbers are beggared by the increases in early voting on the Democratic side, where sevenfold would be small. Some counties, including Harris, is already up by tenfold. This is just the early voting where people go to special locations and mail-in ballots as well. It is not the actual primary, which will take place on March 4th, although all these votes do count.
Well, let's talk about their various tactics, the two candidates on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. You know, Ron, when they debated last week in Texas, at the end of that debate, it almost sounded like Hillary Clinton was saying goodbye. She said, you know, no matter what happens, I'll be fine. I'm just worried about the American people. But then over the weekend, it seemed like her tone changed. And let's listen first to Senator Clinton after a rally in Cincinnati on Saturday.
Shame on you, Barack Obama. It is time you ran a campaign consistent with your messages in public.
And so she sounds a little angry there. And in this tape cut that we have from yesterday, she sounds not only angry, but sarcastic. Let's listen.
Let's get unified. The sky will open. The light will come down. Celestial choirs will be singing. And everyone will know we should do the right thing and the world will be perfect.
Ron Elving, is that a deliberate campaign strategy or is she really, really frustrated with the sense that, you know, people are looking at Barack Obama as a pie-in-the-sky candidate?
I'm sure there must be some of both in this, Madeline. I think that on one hand, the campaign, at least some of the people in Hillary Clinton's campaign, have felt such enormous frustration with the popularity of Barack Obama, with what they see as the media's preference for Barack Obama and the media doing everything it can to support him and promote him and knock down their candidate. So she's frustrated, her campaign is frustrated, and they have calculated they must make a change. But I think in this one particular incident, she risks going too far and offending people who, while they haven't decided yet between the two candidates, do see some appeal in Barack Obama's message and don't find it attractive to see the way she's characterizing it.
Yeah, it seems a little risky to go after hope.
But after losing 11 voting events in a row, risk-taking looks pretty necessary to the Clinton campaign.
All right. As you said earlier, the action is on the Democratic side. But let's turn for a moment to the Republican side. And John McCain, obviously the front runner, Mike Huckabee still in the race. And we're talking Texas. Ron Paul, he is from Texas. Does he stand a chance at all?
Ron Paul's campaign will get some votes in Ohio. It certainly will get some votes in his home state of Texas. He's not going to win any of these primaries, as indeed he has not been a factor in the primaries up to now. And he has shifted to defending his own seat in Congress, where he's got a strong opponent in his primary there in Texas. The bigger question in Texas is going to be how well John McCain does in holding down the vote of Mike Huckabee. There are still a lot of people, including social conservatives, evangelical Christians, and others, who don't feel John McCain is sufficiently committed to their causes yet, and they're out there voting for Mike Huckabee and making a point that unless John McCain moves their way, they're going to jump ship either to vote third party in November or to just stay home.
That's NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving joining us for our weekly Monday chat. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Madeline.